Today I want to talk about the phrase in Matthew 24, all the tribes of the earth. Now, those who believe in a pre-tribulation rapture, they're constantly wanting to attack Matthew 24 and tell us that it's only speaking to the Jews, even though the Bible clearly says at the end of Mark 13, and what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch, they want to make this out to be only speaking of Israel. So when they get to the term all the tribes of the earth in Matthew 24, 30, I've had many of them try to tell me that the tribes of the earth there, that's talking about the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, first of all, it says all the tribes of the earth. But they say, no. The only time the Bible ever uses the word tribes, they say, look up every time it's used, and it's always referring to Israel. Therefore, that's all the tribes that there are. So when it says all the tribes of the earth, that's just talking about the 12 tribes of Israel. Well, here's the problem with that. There are other references in the Bible to tribes besides Israel. Here's Isaiah 19:13. The Bible reads, the princes of Zoan are become fools. The princes of Noph are deceived. They have also seduced Egypt, even they that are the stay of the tribes thereof. And so right there in Isaiah 19:13, he refers to the tribes of Egypt. So when the Bible says, then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, he is talking about every person on this earth mourning. All tribes, whether it be the tribes of Egypt or the tribes of any other nation, he's just talking about tribes in general or groups of people that are going to be mourning. I've had those who believe in a pre-trib rapture point to this and say, when it says all the tribes of the earth shall mourn, that's talking about how Israel is going to mourn and they're going to feel bad about not believing in Jesus and they're all going to get saved. I don't believe that for one second. You know, when the Bible says all the tribes of the earth shall mourn, compare that with Revelation 6, where when the sun and moon are darkened, just like they're darkened in this passage, Jesus Christ is seen, and the Bible says that they're crying for the mountains and rocks to fall on them and to hide them from the face of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? There's your mourning. There's your weeping and wailing. Let me read for you the passage from Matthew 24. It says in verse 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. So you can see why they want to attack this passage, because it just very clearly states that after the tribulation is when Jesus Christ is going to come in the clouds, the trumpet's going to sound, and the elect are going to be gathered. Every single time the New Testament uses the term elect, it's talking about believers, whether they be Jew or Gentile. This is a crystal clear passage stating that the rapture takes place after the tribulation.